Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
92.9 FM, ESPN, and we welcome to the show KMOX Cardinals Radio Network sports director at the mighty KMOX and the Cardinals Radio Network host. I see him on TV all the time calling games and television basketball games. Tom Ackerman joins us. He'll be here for the Cardinals Caravan this Friday. It's the 17th at 6:30 at AutoZone Park. It's free, and some of the players include Jack Flaherty, Tyler Webb, Justin Williams, Cardinals alums like Scott Terry, and my friend Bo Hart, who resides right here in Memphis, who we're very familiar with. And Tom will be the MC for Friday's festivities at AutoZone Park at 6:30. Tom, welcome to Memphis this week, and looking forward to having you.
It's great to be on with you now. I can't wait to get to Memphis. I've done the Memphis Caravan before. I absolutely love it. With respect to all other caravans, going to Memphis is very special. I grew up in St. Louis, but my dad was in the barbecue business, and we had great friends in Memphis who taught us when I was a youngster Memphis-style barbecue, and we started a restaurant in St. Louis patterned after Memphis. I spent a lot of time in Memphis sampling a lot of barbecue, and I fell in love with the city at a young age, and I love coming back. It's awesome. And by the way, Jack Flaherty, set a few records with crowds on this one. It's pretty cool.
I was just going to ask you about Jack because I looked over the roster and kind of thinking about last season and the role that Jack played in the success last year going to the NLCS with 11 wins, a 2.75 ERA. And it was a pretty quick launch here for Jack, but not unexpected. I mean, he's always had great stuff, and probably is he the ace on the team, I guess, is the question. Is he the ace?
No, he's the ace. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
he's the ace, and I don't think there's any doubt that he's one of the great pitchers, breakout pitchers in the game.
Yeah.
I think that if you look at 2020 and beyond, he's going to be somebody that I think will be one of the best pitchers in the National League. He just has the makeup. He's also a really good fielder, so he's a Cy Young candidate. I think going into 2020, I mean, he was on the list. He got a few votes here and there, but he's also a Gold Glove candidate. He fields his position very well. He's a good person. He really, I think, is emerging as a leader. He's very good with the fans. If you like social media and you get on Twitter, he's on there. He's very active on there.
Sure.
I look at him as a sports fan too. He understands sports and follows a lot of different sports and looks up to, I think, some of the greats and really understands history. He has a great connection with Bob Gibson. He just really respects the craft and what he's doing.
And we're talking with Tom Ackerman from the Cardinals Radio Network. He'll be our MC Friday at AutoZone Park. It's at 6:30. It's free. A big Cardinals party at AutoZone Park. We're talking about Jack Flaherty. Jack will be there. And I think my favorite thing, Tom, about Jack Flaherty is, to your point, I think he understands how 2020 baseball works with the whole social media aspect. I find myself, much like I watched the LSU hype video today with The Rock, Jack Flaherty, before his starts, there would be these Joker sort of rising from the abyss sort of video montages he would put together before his starts. And even as a broadcaster in Memphis getting ready to listen to the ball game here on the radio, it was like, this is my warm-up hype video, and it was the starting pitcher is sending it. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, he's really great. I think he just gets himself fired up. He's he's got a little bit of an edge to him.
Sure.
As a competitor too. And I really like being around him. I think people are going to have a lot of fun seeing him in person if you haven't already. But, if you talk about who makes up the Cardinals right now, who are the faces of the franchise, he's one of them.
Yeah,
And it happened pretty quickly. Thank goodness they didn't trade him. There were some teams that really wanted Jack Flaherty.
Yeah.
And he could have been part of a trade. No, not now. You talk about, I could count on one hand the untouchables on this team. He's one of them.
Yeah. Tyler Webb, a great young pitcher for the Cardinals, was 2-1. Three innings, of course, in that loss against the Nationals in the NLCS game 4, a great pitcher as well. Tyler will be there. Justin Williams, who we saw in Memphis last year quite a bit, had 36 games here for the Redbirds last year. Our left fielder will be at the caravan on Friday. That's at AutoZone Park at 6:30. And Bo Hart, who I want to ask you about now. Bo works, I think he works for a technology company, and he's really kept in touch with us here in Memphis. And I know he's really close with the Cardinals, doing those alumni tours in Florida that you all do in Jupiter, and doing some events in St. Louis. And he's been on the caravan before. Do you remember the run that Bo Hart had with the Cardinals? And I guess it would have been May was when he was on that run a few years back.
Yeah, I covered it actually as a reporter for KMOX. And in fact, I have, and I still need to give this to him, I have some of the radio calls.
Oh.
That, so he was my teammate at Cardinals Fantasy Camp last year.
Okay.
We played on the same team. And I was, so we got to talking and had a few pops together, you know. And,
yeah.
And I said, hey, man, I go, you know what? I actually have the radio calls of that run that you went on. I've got a few.
He'll really love that.
Yeah, I want to get those to you. So I'm going to hand those over to him when we see each other. But, you know, it was an amazing run.
Yeah.
You know, I remember all this stuff. Keith McDonald had a couple of big home runs to start off his career. But the run that Bo Hart was on was remarkable. And the crowd just loved every minute of it and really soaked it up. It was a lot of fun for the team back then.
Yep, Bo Hart will be there Friday. It's at 6:30 at AutoZone Park, and our host is Tom Ackerman. He'll be the MC from the Cardinals Radio Network and KMOX. Two quick baseball questions, then I'll let you go. And, of course, you'll have many of those that you can answer live when we're there Friday here in Memphis at AutoZone Park. But the big one was in the Post-Dispatch this morning. I actually still follow the Post-Dispatch, and I read Jeff Gordon's stuff, and he wrote a little bit about the first trade that the Cardinals made this offseason with Jose Martinez to the Rays. They got Matthew Liberatore, the young 20-year-old pitcher, and now there's some speculation from Gordon and others that he might be part of a trade with the Rockies for a third baseman, for Arenado. Thoughts? There's a lot to take in there.
Yeah, that's a lot. I mean, I had John Mozeliak on the air yesterday. I mean, why not go right to
sure.
the guy?
Now, yeah.
He's not going to say Nolan Arenado's name because he can't.
Right.
Because Arenado plays for another team. And it's really been the Cardinals' policy not to talk at all about any of their pursuits whatsoever. But he had kind of a moment of transparency and candor where he said, look, first I asked him about, yeah, I said, look, I've told you that I will not talk to you about rumors that are out there on social media, but, and he goes, I don't know what you're talking about. And then he laughed and he goes, I'm just kidding. He said, my phone's been blowing up ever since those came out. And he said, listen, this is what I'll say is that, you know, this time of year, and a lot of things can be said, a lot of speculation can be out there, you know, they have not made it a secret that they said it over and over that the off season is not over for them. He would caution people that they are going to be looking for opportunities. He's also said to me that there are a few teams that can make deals, like a Giancarlo Stanton deal, where you have the resources to do it, you have the prospects to do it. But in Stanton's situation, he did not waive his no trade clause. He just wanted to play for the Yankees.
Yeah.
So what Mozeliak said to me yesterday was that a lot of what's out there right now, he said 95% of that is not true. Well, to me, I'm just listening to him. And then, you know, he talked about opportunities and, you know, the deal with the Rays, sort of clarifying their outfield a little bit more. You know, as someone who covers the team, when he says 95% is not true, that tells me 5% is true.
Right,
now,
yeah.
the reports, and we've reported, and the Post-Dispatch has reported, that the Cardinals are looking at and have coveted Nolan Arenado. I think everyone understands that that is true.
Right.
The question is, if you were to make a deal for him, what do you give up? And then there are two kinds of deals. There's the one where he can opt out in 2 years, and there's the one where he stays in St. Louis for the length of his contract. So I think that's what also makes it complicated. Now, the Cardinals have, you know, you mentioned Justin Williams. I think there's another outfielder
right.
that the Cardinals have in their system where they feel pretty comfortable with their outfield right now. They have a great depth there. So it is still an area where they could deal. I think pitching is an area where they could also deal, but they need to know the health of some of the pitchers. They need to know their full situation. So one of the things I asked him was, you know, are you in a rush to make a deal right now? Or is this something that could linger into the season? And he said, again, we're always looking for an opportunity to improve the club, you know, basically saying we're not out hanging up an out to lunch sign here. I think they're listening to everything. I believe that the Cardinals want to improve their offense. That is their big priority right now. Whether that happens with this current group and they can just hope and not just hope, but try to craft it so that a lot of these players do a much better job than they did last year, which was underachieved, way below their expectation. If they can improve that offense and go outside and grab a cleanup hitter, that's great. Whether that's Marcelo Ozuna in free agency or they can swing a deal for Arenado, that's awesome. But I really believe that the Cardinals are not done. I've been trying to say this to people. Mozeliak has said this to people. And if you listen to his interviews, if you listen to how he talks, he will give you information. You just have to sort of read between the lines.
Yeah.
He's going to keep things close to the vest.
Yeah, and as somebody who covers the NBA here in Memphis, not to get cynical about salaries, but I would think that offloading some of the heavy salaries you've got would be maybe the back of the mind priority, whether it's, I don't know, Fowler comes to mind. Some hefty salaries as well on that roster, right?
That is true. You know, there are some... there's some salaries on the Cardinals roster that eventually will be coming off the books. And so, they can afford down the road a mega contract if they need to. And I think that's why they went after the Stanton deal not too long ago. You know, they've tried to make moves for somebody with a big payroll. Heck, they brought in Paul Goldschmidt knowing that they were going to have to sign him to an extension, and they did that. Biggest contract the Cardinals have ever had. So I still believe that the Cardinals can make a move, and I think that they need to make one more for their offense. I mean, I don't feel great about going in and not knowing who the cleanup hitter is. The Cardinals might tell you that they don't have to have a cleanup hitter necessarily. They can move people around the lineup, but boy, you'd feel a whole lot better having a big bopper in there at number four.
No question. Tom, thank you so much for your time. I know you're a busy guy with KMOX and the Cardinals Radio Network, and we look forward to sharing some more time with you on Friday at 6:30 at AutoZone Park.
Yeah, we're going to have a really good time. I love the Memphis trip, and that's our first stop. So we go straight from downtown here down to Memphis on Friday, AutoZone Park at 6:30. I'm going to give a phone number. I know you have this already, but just for your listeners, 901-721-6000, 901-721-6000. That's the number for information of our caravan stop. Jack Flaherty, Tyler Webb, Justin Williams, Bo Hart, Scott Terry, and I'm just going to be the guy with the microphone having some fun with all of our fans and asking questions of our guys. We're going to have a really good time.
Awesome. Tom, thanks. We've got the barbecue ready for you in Memphis.
Yes, sir. I will not name my favorite place because that gets me in trouble.
That's a good, smart idea. Yeah, well played.
I like all of them. Yeah.
Thanks. Tom Ackerman, thank you so much for the time. We'll let you go here.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thanks. Tom is with the Cardinals Radio Network and our sister station, KMOX. And again, as Tom said, 901-721-6000 for information. We've also got the info up on the 92.9 website at 92.9 FM ESPN. The St. Louis Cardinals 2020 Cardinals Caravan, Jack Flaherty, the big star there, and Tom will be our MC. We look forward to seeing you all Friday at 6:30 with 92.9 FM ESPN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.